Diane Cowan.
Good morning, Representative Kumiga, members of the committee. My name is Diane Cowan. I live in Friendship, and I'm senior scientist at the Lobster Conservancy in Friendship. I've studied the behavior and ecology of lobsters as a scientist for more than 30 years. I am here to oppose LD 1097 based on science. My written testimony includes a list of references that provide details. In brief, I oppose LD 1097 because, number one, LD 1097 increases the incentive to capture lobsters of the largest size allowable by law. You've already heard plenty about that. Bigger lobsters are worth more money, which may encourage culling the catch by throwing back smaller lobsters in favor of large lobsters. Something I hadn't thought of when I wrote this, it also seems to provide an incentive for moving lobsters from place to place, so you can catch them in one place and release them in another place, which I also don't think is a great thing. Targeting large lobsters may be particularly harmful to lobster stocks because large lobsters are critical to the long-term sustainability of the lobster fishery. Large lobsters have proven survival skills, high reproductive output, and a propensity for large-scale movements. Number two, LD 1097 increases the incentive to drag active fishing gear through prime lobster habitat. Dragging destroys habitat. Number three, LD 1097 increases the probability of capturing lobsters that might otherwise escape the fishery. Trapping is passive. Lobsters are attracted to baited traps, move freely into and out of traps, and the condition of the lobster is paramount to catchability. For example, sexually receptive female lobsters are unlikely to enter traps due to motivational state because they are interested in mates, not food. Based on sea sampling data, female lobsters hatching their broods also seem less likely to enter traps. In addition, female lobsters carrying embryos are released unharmed if they are captured in traps. Dragging is active. All lobsters, and for that matter other animals, in the dragger's path are scooped up, regardless of size, sex, or motivational state. In the act of dragging, both lobsters and lobster habitat are damaged. Number four, LD 1097 weakens current conservation laws that protect lobsters and habitat. In conclusion, LD 1097 does not pass the science test. According to science, dragging for lobsters can harm lobsters and habitat. The extent of harm may reach far beyond what we are able to project. Harvesting practices that harm lobsters can harm the lobster fishery. It is therefore unconscionable to consider allowing Maine lobsters to be harvested by non-trap gear. There is often a gray area in matters of regulations, such as something that seems like it may be wrong could be okay under some circumstances. LD 1097 does not represent one of those cases. The provisions of LD 1097 are indefensible, misguided, and unsupported by science. Therefore, it is wrong to approve 1097. It's wrong for the lobsters, wrong for the lobster fishermen, and wrong for the scientists who work hard to learn how things work so that citizens and lawmakers can act responsibly. Senators and representatives of the legislature, as a scientist who has studied lobsters for more than three decades, it is my expert opinion that you should defeat LD 1097. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Thank you very much.